We want to do this, and you know, we've been speaking about what we believe as a church, and I've really been enjoying that that series. We want to make sure that we're grounded. We want to make sure that we know what we stand on, what our faith is built on. And so today we want to talk about the resurrection. And I want to read a verse, and then we're just going to kind of rotate in and out through this. So just be with us. No, actually, Monica, you're going first. I'm sorry. So they're like, what are you doing? You're already messing up. So we're just going to have fun this morning. So Pastor Monica, read for us.
Okay, I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians, starting at 4:13. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believe and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving. To the glory of God, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transcendent, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 3 tells us, for we know that this tent is not our eternal home, it's destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with these hands, but eternal in heaven. For in this tent we've grown and longed, but a heavenly home dwelling. If indeed by putting on it we may be found naked, for we have still in this tent and grown being burdened. Not for we have unclothed, but we would be further clothed, so that we mortal body may be swallowed up by life. He who be prepared for us everything, God, he has given us a spirit of gratitude.
So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Let's pray together before we go further. God, I just pray right now that you place a blessing on this message. God, that those that hear it take something from it. God, that hearts are impacted today, and that you are glorified in this place. God, we believe in you, and we just worship you this morning. I want to make 2 points before we move on, before I hand this back off to Pastor Monica. Number one, you know, we're talking about the resurrection today, and we're going to kind of go into the verses that we just read a little bit further here in a minute, but I want to break down this doctrine of resurrection really quickly before we go further. And I'm sorry, I got my notes all jumbled up. I printed them out earlier, and they fell on the floor, and I just grabbed them, so that's okay. The first thing is that God has raised Jesus from the dead. We know that Jesus was the Lamb. He stood in the gap for us. He took the punishment that we deserved. He stood in the gap. He took the punishment. He was the sacrifice. And although I'm sure Satan believed for a time that he had won, Jesus had been killed, the sun rose. Amen. And so God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we know that God will raise us from the dead as well. And if Jesus had not been raised from the dead, if he had stayed there and been in that tomb, then we lose. Okay, then Satan wins, God loses. He's killed the son, he's killed the sacrifice, and mankind is not redeemed. But because the sun rose, so shall I. Let me say that again for the people in the back and the front and the middle. Because the sun rose, so then shall I. And that's what we stand on, and that's what our faith is on. Because God, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead, is still active and burning in our hearts today as followers of Jesus. So number one, God has raised Jesus from the dead. And number two, in the doctrine of resurrection, God will raise us from the dead.
Hallelujah. And then I'm going to be talking from 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. And it's about not quitting. Don't give up. Because the things that we're going through in this world right now, they're just going to last a short time. Because when we get to heaven, there's no more sickness. There's no more pain. There's no more affliction. Anything. What we're going through here is just a little short thing, but when we get up there, think of the wonderful things that are going to be for us. We can't even imagine how great it's going to be up there. I mean, the best thing you could think of, you can't even, on this earth, is nothing compared to what we're going to have in heaven. Anything that we go through, you know, we don't particularly like what might happen to us on earth, but God has a plan for it. Anything you're going through, God is preparing you, because when we get to heaven, it is going to be wonderful. It's going to be glorious. We're going to be shouting and praising Jesus. You know, I look forward knowing that nothing I have went through on this earth is going to mess up when I get to heaven, because there is going to be deliverance, there is going to be healing, and there's going to be victory. How can you give up? How can you quit when God hasn't quit on us? I mean, come on. And this is a favorite quote I have. It says, God has a purpose for your and my pain. God has a purpose for our struggles, because the gift of faithfulness is eternally. I mean, come on, think about that. When we get there, we're going to be eternal. It don't stop. So please, do not quit. Come on, let me hear you say, don't quit. Don't quit. Hallelujah.
Continuing on chapter 5 and 1 through 3, it tells us in the beginning, if you look back at all the chapters, in the beginning it's linked all together in the early chapters, encourages to lose heart. And encouragement not lose heart is also not encouragement to lose faith. That's what it's talking about when it says not lose heart. Because of suffering and pain we experience here on earth in this fallen body. As believers, we know that we have an indwelled spirit, this eternal God that's in our hearts, and we see the absolute assurance of his sacrifice he made for us when he was here. We all know once we leave this place and the resurrection it comes, we know where we're all going. But here's the great part. If we look at Peter's early leadership to the Corinthians, the first letter he wrote to them, he told them of the resurrection of the body and everlasting for through Christ. A lot of people want to look through somebody else for resurrection. They want to look for something else. We watch these TV shows, Oprah and all these other shows that come on TV about, oh, you got to do this for your life. You got to do that for your life. But we all have the answer in front of us. You know, we're doing a series in the back here with the kids about how to use your Bible. What is your Bible? You'd be amazed. People don't know what the Bible's for. So we're looking at that in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what's really cool about Paul's letter, he takes where they're at then and shows where they're going to be later on. You know, we all have aches and we all have pains and we all have different things. I'm 34 years old. Sometimes I feel like I'm 70. Now, it sounds kind of crazy, but yes, I do feel like that sometimes. My wife told me the other day my hair is turning gray. I said, well, this shows a sign of wisdom. I said, if you didn't dye your hair would be gray too. But she says, no, my hair won't turn gray. But I've got some gray hairs up there. So we look at, he really shows a great, great spot. He shows us where we're going to be at and where we're going to go. But here's the key. Through faith
and through faith only where you're going to receive that next spot in your life. It's, if you can't, you're not, somebody used to tell my wife that your husband's a pastor, you can grab his coattail and ride all the way to heaven. She was told that one time. That's not how it works. I don't care who's your pastor. I don't care. It's not how it works. You could be the greatest person in the world, pay your tithes, go to the church. But if you don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, when it comes that departure day, when this body of yours gives up and falls and is away, it's not going to be that great rapture you were thinking. So where do you think that? The amazing truth of these verses overall is it tells us about our eternal body that we're going to receive from Jesus Christ. Here's another thing. Made with his hands. It wasn't made from China. Made with his hands. It was not made from anywhere else. So the kicker for us all looking at this and for all this resurrection part up, I want you to really think about this as we got more people, JB, coming back up here. It's the key fact. Without it, with the resurrection, the key fact is you got to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. The third message from the doctrine of resurrection that we want to talk about this morning is stay focused. And we know that in our life there are so many distractions. There are so many things. You can't get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter without getting distracted. I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I got on Instagram. I was curious what all the excitement was about. And there's a lot of stuff on there that scared me, so I got right back off of there. But there's a lot of things that distract us, and we spend time looking at other people. We spend time keeping up with the Joneses. Let me tell you, you need to keep up with Jesus. Okay, don't worry about them because they are not your redeemer. Don't worry about them because they are not your provider. You need to stay focused and just get laser dialed in, because listen, Satan cannot defeat you, but he can distract you. Let me say that again. Satan cannot defeat you, but he can distract you. So I want you to do something, church. When you face something in your life, when you face a big moment and maybe you're scared, Pastor Monica delivered a fireball sermon last Sunday night or the Sunday before last and talked about fear. And y'all, I needed that so bad because I was facing a situation in my life and I was scared. Oh my goodness, I was shaking in my boots. I was so scared, and she got up here and just told the truth about fear. Fear is a liar, and it's sent by the father of lies to distract you, the church, from your mission. So we want to, first of all, we want to get focused, okay? We want to get focused. And how do we get focused? We present ourselves as living sacrifices to Jesus and leave the old us behind. Colossians 3 says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Wow. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. And obscene talk from your mouth. That's the biggest thing, man. Nobody cares anymore in 2020 if they hurt your feelings. Like if you jump on the internet, you know, everybody wants to be offended, but it's okay to offend someone else. It's okay to cut somebody down. There's no respect. I saw a guy doing it. He was doing a demonstration. He purposefully got himself pulled over by the police, which I'm never going to do. He purposefully got himself pulled over, and he said, "Watch this." And the officer walked up to him, and the guy was as respectful as he could be. And guess what happened? They let him go. Now watch, when you're fishing and you catch a big fish and it comes out and says, "How are you today, sir?" It's trying to get let go. Don't fall for it. Put him in the grease. Okay? Listen. We got to cut these things out. That's how we get focused. We get focused by stopping doing these things. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. Get focused on Jesus. Get yourself focused. And how do you do that? You get rid of these things. You get rid of these things that are holding you back, these little pieces. I used to have a camera called a GoPro, and my man Aiden, there you are, my man Aiden took it to kids camp, and he went down a slide, and I watched my GoPro hit the side of the slide, and the GoPro went into pieces. And I was like, well, maybe the video will be good. But I remembered I constantly had to get that camera and scrub the front lens, because it would lose focus, because it would pick things up from all of the adventures that we went on together. This camera would pick things up. And some of us have picked things up in our life journey that we need to scrub away. Come on, it's time to scrub those things away, and it's time to get focused. We talk about 2020. Oh my goodness, 2020. And before 2020 happened, we thought about, oh man, we can have a church theme. We can put it on the sign. Everybody will think we're creative. We're going to call it 2020, the year of vision. And now we see everything that has happened in this year. And we see all the horrible things that are going on. The businesses being destroyed. The lives that are being rocked by a virus. All kinds of things that are happening. And you know what? God spoke to me. I was driving down the road, and God spoke to me, and he said, if you don't see me now, if you don't see the need for the church now, then your eyes are closed. So there's your vision for you. The church is needed. The people of God are needed. Our mission is more relevant now than ever before. And if you are not focused, you better get that way. So get focused and stay focused. We don't need to let things latch on to us anymore, because we know that we have a Father in heaven who loves us, and that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and that Jesus has redeemed us. So we don't need to lose focus and worry about these kind of things, because we know what the truth is. Keep focused. Stay focused. We know what happens at the end. We know our goal. We know that God has put a little heaven in us so we can make it through this life. But we know the glorious reward, the glorious reunions, and the eternity that is awaiting. So let us fight with fire and just be ferocious in the face of a lion while we're on this earth. But let us store up our treasures on the other side. And let us stay focused, get focused, and stay focused. When you're focused on Jesus, when you're focused on the truth, there's not much Satan can do against you. There was a man in the Old Testament who was one of David's mighty men. His name was Benaiah. And some of you have not heard of Benaiah. He's kind of a small figure in the Old Testament. But you see, David's mighty men were these absolute
tanks of warriors. Numerous of these mighty men did these crazy feats. One stood against an entire army of Philistines, literally saved the entire country of Israel just by standing his ground. But there was one named Benaiah. And Benaiah was so focused and so honed on his abilities and on his mission that at one point Benaiah jumped into a pit with a lion and faced down that lion. And you know what happened? He stayed focused. He got focused. He beat his body into submission, like the Apostle Paul tells us. He got focused and he stayed focused. He faced the lion and killed it. Listen, church, when you get focused and you stay focused, hell can't stand in your way. The gates of hell will not prevail against this church. Come on. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that because of Christ's redemption, that we are eternal people, that we are eternal. And although Satan could slay us here, he can't touch us there. And we fight a fight in this life. We follow our mission. We focus on our purpose. We don't quit because we know the truth, and that truth has set us free. Amen. Would you stand with me today? I want to pray together before we get ready to leave. I want to give Miss Nelda a second to get up here. I didn't give her any kind of warning. Church, I want you to leave this place energized. I want you to leave this place excited and ready to be focused and not quit and fight this fight, because we believe in resurrection. We believe in what Christ has done for us. Let's pray together. God, I just pray right now that you pour out your spirit on these people. God, we stand on what we believe. We stand on what we know to be true. We place our faith in you. Jesus, thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you for what you've done for me. God, you made me untouchable to Satan. As long as I cling to you, as long as I stay focused and don't quit following you, I'm untouchable. And during the warfare that I face with powers and principalities, I'm invincible. They could slay this body, but they can't stop this spirit. God, thank you. If there's anyone in this room right now, and maybe you've strayed away from your calling, you've strayed away from your purpose, I want to challenge you right now. We're not going to move.